Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Awesome start. Hello, Damien and David, for letting us know we're live. Thank you.
Thanks, Damien. Thanks, David.
All right. As you can see, consummate pros. Should we go?
Press that button.
Hello, Egg Chasers. It's the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, the podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. And JB and myself. Hi, JB.
Hello. How are you?
Very well.
By the way, nice to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, finish off your intro.
I was going to say, minus Phil, because what is Phil doing?
Lazy. Imagine if he was committed as us two, we'd have one hell of a podcast.
Yeah. I haven't got a leg to stand on after the last couple of
weekends. Imagine if you're both as committed as me, you'd have one hell of a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, do you know what? I missed the second innings of the T20 cricket.
Was that the Lancashire?
Lancashire Lightning against Leicestershire Foxes.
Did we play Derbyshire yesterday?
Yesterday and won.
Did we really? I had a ticket to that because Derbyshire's coach, Mal Loy, is actually a Tok H fan and he comes down to watch us occasionally.
That's cool.
So I was offered a ticket to watch the 2020 and I would have gone. I don't really know much about cricket. So I said, give it to someone who does.
Well, I was
selfless.
I was actually working there. So I was quite happy when they said, no, we don't need you after the interval. So I went, oh, result. So
why? Did they just stop entertaining the crowd?
They stopped needing any entertaining. You're not allowed to have fun at the minute. That's one of the things.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, no shouting.
Yeah. Although it was brilliant seeing the cricket fans at Edgbaston today with the old beer snake and getting properly on it. The videos of that look brilliant.
They had a beer snake apparently going from the top of the stand to the bottom of the stand before lunch.
Yeah. People were making up for lost time. And it was great to see. Anyway, so I don't know whether Lancashire won or lost, but... there you go.
Hope they won.
I watched a bit of cricket. But it was good. But more to the point, we want to talk. Well, the reason we're doing this podcast now is because we want to talk about the England squad, which Eddie Jones has announced. So if you are watching right now on YouTube, hit like, because that helps. And it lets
really people, important. Apparently.
It lets other people, apparently. I mean, I don't know why, but it's algorithms and that. It lets other people know that like rugby, that we're there. And more to the point, leave your comments on the England squad for this one. What did you make of Eddie Jones's squad? Now, I'm right in saying that this is the first of three squads he's going to be announcing.
I don't know, right? So I don't know about that. Tell me about the actual process, because I imagine it's not going to be as straightforward as we otherwise would like it.
So I believe I'm right in saying that he's named one squad, this one that we've seen today, and then on the 20th of June, after he's done a week's training, he's going to announce another squad. And that will still be without players from the Premiership final teams, but with the two semi-final.
So it's like a gradual increase.
Yeah, and then he'll announce another squad, which will be for the two test matches against the USA and Canada.
Yeah, I thought this might be the case, because I looked through and no Rafi Quirk, no Ben Curry. So would make a lot of sense.
So Sale, Harlequins, Exeter and Bristol, no players from those sides have been named at the moment. Sides from players from two of those clubs can be added at a later date, and also I think that there are going to be other players added and removed over that time that aren't just from those four clubs, because I was looking at it and thinking, I went, hold on, no Tom Dunn from Bath,
yep,
no Will Stewart from Bath,
yeah,
now cool. Those two guys haven't just been, Eddie Jones hasn't just pied them off, has he?
No, you wouldn't have thought so, because they're quite important players. They're quite good players.
Yeah, so when I looked at those two, for example, there are other examples, but when I looked at those two established squad members, I thought, okay, well, this is just him having a look with this first draft. And I think that's what you have to look at this new squad as. He's just casting the net, anyone he sees a little something in, and we might well have a bunch of them that end up being next Gary Graham, cast aside.
Scotland.
To go and see if they have any ancestors from another country.
Exactly. Well, Jamie Balmer sounds like he could play for Scotland.
Blamere.
That's got to be a Scot, right?
Well, he's up near Newcastle as well. Newcastle have got, what, five players
they've
in the squad?
They've done really well.
Yeah.
Now, this is obviously reading too much into it, and I understand the England team is a compromise at the moment. Not because the Lions are not there, but because the coaches want face time, they want experience with the players, but also they can't get their best players because, by definition, they'll be playing Premiership finals or Championship finals, either way. So, how would you feel if you thought you were like next cab off the rank, but then someone like Jamie Balmer, for instance, gets in the squad ahead of you, has an up, trains the house down, and because you've been successful throughout your whole Premiership season and you're playing a final, you don't get to fight for that place.
Mm. Who was that? Has that happened to anyone?
I bet it has.
There must have been players that have unexpectedly got a shot and really taken their chance.
Yeah, I mean, there must be loads of them because coaches have their favourites and whatever the thing is that the coach... I mean, this is why I don't understand why players don't call the coaches all the time and say, what do you want? What do you like? What do I need to do? That kind of stuff. Yeah, there must be people there who just show up and they go, I like that guy. I'll give you an example of a player that a coach loved for a while at least. Marland Yard was loved by Eddie Jones for the first 2 years. Even though he wasn't playing well, he was loved. Have I just nailed your tea?
No, wrong mug. That's Phil's mug from the weekend.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, we need to be more COVID secure here. Yeah, so it undoubtedly happens. And I get it, it's a compromise. The good players are elsewhere. No, these aren't good players. Do not take me out of context there. The other players are elsewhere.
Now, my general philosophy ahead of this squad was, and I still stand by this, I don't like the get the kids in mentality. But with this squad, now I look at it as in Eddie Jones is going to pick up a load more players. I think a bunch of these guys that he's picked up, he'll go, right, you come in for your training week. Thanks for your coming. I've seen what I need to see for now. Go back to your club and keep working hard. And if that is the context, I like this squad. I don't want to see this summer just playing loads of 19-year-olds. I want to see... Because we're only, 2.5 years away from a World Cup?
Yeah.
So I actually want to see the players that are going to be guys like Lewis Ludlam, who stepped up and made that World Cup squad and had an impact. Or Rory McConachy was in the last World Cup squad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We actually need guys that are going to be the squad members for a World Cup. And sometimes too much emphasis is put on someone just because they're 20 years of age. Actually, it's only 2 years away to a World Cup. And so age, I kind of think, is largely irrelevant. So that's why I don't mind this
squad. Or largely irrelevant. Experience is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Or whichever way around it is.
Yeah, quite. So when you look at going through the teams, like, so just go position by position. Genge and Ibanez, loose head props, fine.
Yep.
Singleton and Blamere, I hope I'm saying that right, Hooker, fine, good. Tight head props, Joe Hayes.
Who's had a bloody good season.
He really has. Paul Hill, back in the fold.
Now, he's an interesting one. I love him. I think he's got the raw ingredients to be bloody good.
Mm. And Trevor Davison for Newcastle as well. Locke, Charlie Yules, George Martin... I forget. I've only got the surname written down, and I can't remember the London Irish locks.
I know the first name. I know the Chunya.
It's in that ballpark.
It's like Munger is the surname, isn't it?
Yeah. So apologies.
I know this kid now. I was trying to think who he was all day. As soon as you mentioned the lock, yeah, I do like him.
Talented youngster. Yeah, Sean Robinson. Well, Sean Robinson and Harry Wells from Newcastle and Leicester, respectively. They're both in that kind of lock six mould, which Eddie Jones seems to quite like.
As is George Martin, actually.
Yeah, true.
Now, actually, Harry Wells, I like. I think he's a hard customer.
Consistent. And there's a guy, he's 28, I think now. 27, 28.
Is he?
Yeah, so he's not young, but he's earned that. And same with Davison, the prop. He's 28 as well. So I quite like that he's going, just players that are off the radar that have had good years.
The guy's not off the radar, but I really rate. And he's the sort of guy who would be an international for most other countries. Is Lewis Ludlow. Ludlow.
Yeah.
The guy is hard. He makes loads and loads of tackles. I just like him. Now, if he was Welsh or Scottish, I imagine he'd already have a cap.
Not Welsh, not as a seven. Thomas Young can't even get a cap for Wales.
That's a good point, actually.
Well, he's got a cap, but he can't get in the squad.
But, you know, there is another guy in here who really strikes my fancy, which is Miles Reid. Now, I wonder if Miles Reid is not quite talented enough for England. Bear with me. I'll explain exactly what I mean. England because of the depth of players, they only want the guys who are physically unbelievable and are the complete package when they arrive. I don't think that Miles Reed is quite that. But I'm pretty sure if he gets into a squad or a team, he will stand out because his work rate is just phenomenal. He works and tries so hard. Now, he's the sort of guy who, under sort of a Gatland, who I think prioritises work rate more than, say, just physical ability, would do really, really well. And I wonder, because he's in the English system, whether his skill set or his attributes don't actually translate too well.
That's interesting. So the back rows, Ted Hill, Lewis Ludlam, Lewis Ludlow, Miles Reed, like you say, Sam Underhill, who there's talk that he could be captain. But again, we don't know what players are going to be added and what that will mean.
So someone texted me today with a very cryptic question. Do you know who the captain was? And I said, no, I don't think it's been announced. And I never heard back. So they were implying that they knew and it was an unusual selection.
So that, were they asking you going, oh, do you know who the captain is?
Pretty much.
Bit smug, that.
Isn't it?
Number eight.
By the way, the person who told me this was not smug. He's not a smug guy. He's a great guy.
Number eight, Tom Willis, who timed his hat-trick man of the match performance at the weekend perfectly. And Callum Chick, who's had a really strong year. Another Newcastle forward.
So those are the two, I think, which could potentially make some headway because of the position that they play and the quality of the player.
That's interesting you say that, because I was looking at the overall picture for England and I was thinking number eight is a position where there's not actually massive depth. Eddie Jones has used a lot of sixes or sevens as number eight, auxiliary eights, and he could go that way. And I when I look at it, I actually think that if you were picking, based on this squad alone, a team, the back row would probably be Ted Hill, Sam Underhill, Lewis Ludlam at eight. But I actually agree with you. Eight, I think there's not, in terms of out-and-out eights, there's one of the areas there's not a massive amount of depth. Tight head prop, I think there's spots up for grabs. And the back three as well. So if we move into the back, scrum halves, no surprise there. Alex or James Mitchell? Alex.
Hang on, you've confused me now. you haven't mentioned that.
Mitchell from Northampton. Dan Robson and Ben Spencer. Jacob Umang are the only 10, so no Charlie Atkinson. And the centres, let's leave the centres because that's maybe the most surprising one.
Yeah, that's, well, not to me.
No, well, yeah. Fullbacks, Tom de Glanville, who can play 10. So I think that's why there's only Jacob Umanger at 10, because I've remember speaking to guys at Bath a couple of years ago who were saying Tom de Glanville is the future 10 at Bath.
Future 10?
They've obviously got Orlando Bailey. This is before he came into the first team.
Wow.
And they were saying Tom de Glanville, he's the boy.
How interesting.
And they actually, when they had a bit of a 10 issue, a year or two ago, they actually tried to get Tom de Glanville to leave university to come and back and play. And he said, no, I want to finish my degree.
What kind of psychopath does that? You can finish your degree whenever you want.
So I still might consider that Tom de Glanville could end up being a 10, hence only Jacob Umanger. But there's Tom Parton and Freddie Stewart at fullback. Wingers, Joe Thokkonen-Singer, Ollie Hassel-Collins, Adam Radwan. That's great to see. Josh Bassett as well, 29 years old. I really like this selection of Josh Bassett.
He deserves it.
He's earned that. He's such a consistent performer. He does so much, so consistently well.
And he allows coaches options because, you know, he can play like anyone else on the wing. But it's his kick chase. It's his timing of the tackle when the kick comes down. He's got a lot more to his game than just being a straightforward winger.
Yeah. And a lot of people might have looked at that and gone, well, Ollie Slighthome, maybe he should have gone because he's young. And
He is rapid and good, though.
He's rapid and good, agreed. But a lot of people, this is kind of what I mean about the picking based on age. A lot of people will be saying, I guarantee it, why no Ollie Slighthome? Josh Bassett's 29. What good is that? Well, a World Cup's 2 years away.
I guess the argument would be, to be devil's advocate here, because I have no problem Josh Bassett being in over Ollie Slighthome, but I'm pretty confident I could tell you a lot about Josh Bassett. I'm pretty sure I could tell you almost exactly what type of player he is. I don't know if I could say the same about Ollie Slighthome. I know what he's done so far and I've liked it, but how much more can you get out of them? And I think that is the allure of these youth players.
I like the way you said that.
Because you don't know what they're going to become. So well, if I saw Josh Bassett playing like Josh Bassett is now when he was 20, I go, what could that boy do with
exactly,
the future?
Exactly, but that's, I understand that, and it's part of the footballification of rugby a little bit. Or maybe it's just sport in general. When you look at a 21-year-old or 20-year-old guy, however old Ollie Slighthome is, you are judging him on his potential, not what he's doing. And I actually think with the World Cup 2 years away, focus on what they're doing now. And Josh Bassett has been absolutely class. Joe Thockney, the singer, is probably the one that's fortunate to be there because...
Very.
If you're talking form, then... And I mean, Eddie Jones is just picking him on potential. By the way, Johnny Holmes on the chat on YouTube, we're mm-hmm. 8 Egg Chasers on YouTube. Go hit subscribe if you haven't already. Hit like. He mentioned George Furbank as someone that came out of nowhere and then started. That's a great shout. That is a great shout, Johnny.
Yeah. Who's the other one I'm thinking of who is in... Freeman, I'm surprised not to see him, actually.
That's a good shout. Tim Colton as well has said, does Tim perhaps love these older selection because it still gives him hope? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nailed it, Tim.
Yeah. Who's one that I... Yeah, every time John Ofoa plays, it brings a tear to my eye now.
Yeah.
John Ofoa's, I think, the same age as me.
Wow, and he could well be. He's got a good shout of being in the team of the season.
I think he should be in team of the season. I think me and Jonathan should be friends.
So, centres then. And fair play, you were massively talking up. So there's Ollie Lawrence, no surprise there.
Mm.
Fraser Dingwall, he's kind of been involved in training squads before. I think this does highlight that England have got some issues in this area. I was really disappointed. Oh, no, I was going to say I was really disappointed to see Ollie Devoto there. Ollie Devoto will clearly be there. And this is what I mean.
You hope so, wouldn't you?
Some of these guys won't be in this squad in a couple of iterations' time. Dan Kelly at Leicester's had a really strong season. Really promising player. And Max Ajomo.
So
JB's new favourite player.
So Max Ajomo, I can comfortably say, I have seen, percentage-wise, more of Max Ajomo's career than anyone else on this list by a count that I've seen 100% of it. And it was brilliant.
He's played games before.
Now, were they not prim...
It might be Prem Cup games.
No, because I want to watch that. There's no way I'd have seen him play Prem Cup because I wouldn't have even turned on the TV. So it must have been Europe or they must have rotated their squad. I'm pretty sure it must have been Europe because I'm sure when we watched him the other day against, was it Wasps when they lost? That was his debut. But what a player.
It wasn't Wasps. Wasps played London Irish. I can't remember who it was.
You sure it wasn't Wasps and they lost? They definitely lost, surprisingly. So he didn't play last week.
At the weekend, it was Wasps, London Irish. Oh, the week before.
Yeah, but
that's what you're
saying. Yeah. Right, so okay. The time that he played, one time that he played, because they've not played again since, I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, true, of course.
Now, the reason I like him is not because he's a particularly phenomenally physical specimen. Because when lads play well and they're young and it's because they're really quick or because they are really strong, that's good. But it's not really what the whole thing's about. And you can be found out and everyone's strong and quick in the Premiership. It's the range of skills he has. But in his position at 12, it's the command of the game. And I think being young, same as Marcus Smith when he came through, the ability to tell Jamie Roberts what line to run is far more impressive than how hard he can pass a ball, even though that is very, very impressive. And that's what I liked about him. And then, of course, that pass over the top for whoever to score. He's a very good player. Mm. But ultimately, he has just had one game. So whoever Eddie Jones is talking to at Bath must also very much like him to communicate that message.
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys will end up being in the England A team, which plays some games. And that is a capture team now, isn't it?
Who knows? It shouldn't be. There should be one capture team. It's called England.
Also, I should have mentioned as well as the four playoff Premiership teams that haven't had any players selected from them, Saracens, and also, I guess you could say, and Ealing.
Yeah, and Ealing.
Haven't had players picked from them as well. So there's a couple that you might have expected to have seen in amongst the mix. Who's that that young guy, the Saracens winger, that's featured in squads before? Ali Crossdale?
Oh, yeah, he's a 10 who they've moved on to the wing.
Sort of Max Malins, he's rapid. And
so do you know where he's from?
No.
I believe he's from Hale.
From up here?
Yeah. Don't think that... He's either from Hale or Ulsterham or something like that. I don't think that... Ulsterham Kersal. I'm almost certain he's an Ulsterham Kersal lad. They didn't want him at Sale, I don't think. Mm. He went to college up the road, the very posh one that plays in Brown. Sedba. And then from Sedba, he's gone down to Saracens and they really like him.
Well, there's a couple of other players that I just remember in last year how well Dom Morris played at the end of last season, again, a centre. So he might be one for future England training squads, Joel Kapoku.
Just revisit Ali Crosdale at a second? It's not an Ali Crosdale point.
Yeah, go on.
But I want to see your reaction to this. One of his coaches who I was speaking to was saying that they go through...
Former coach of ours?
Maybe. Was saying they go through all of the trouble of teaching these kids to do all of these skills. And when they get to professional rugby, they need about 25% of them. So this kid has played fly half most of his life, and then he gets to wherever he's going to go and go, no, park that, just do these things really, really well. And that's how you become a pro, by playing hard, not playing well.
Wow. Did you know that they're going to be broadcast on Channel 4 as well, the England games this summer?
I did not.
Four games?
I heard something about Channel 4 games the other day, but I didn't realise it was England.
Yeah.
Where have Channel 4 got its cash from, or are they just really cheap?
I don't know. It's a good question. They're quite like... It's hard to... I would love it if... obviously, I'd love it if BT Sport had all the rugby.
Mm.
I would love it if all
and
the rugby
And they need loads more presenters. They doubled up on presenters. Great, that would.
I would love it if all the rugby was under one roof. But at least it's genuinely free-to-air.
Mm-hmm.
Actually free-to-air.
Yep.
There are advertisers...
Involved.
...who are subsidising the rugby for us.
Well, I've got to say, now I've done commentary for BT... For the BBC, I don't have a bad word to say about them. I'll tell you, Tim Crockett, is you might go on about the license fee, but where was BT Sport during D-Day?
Well, do you know what? If BBC's license fee money is facilitating you to do commentary on rugby, well,
every penny.
They must have their head screwed on properly.
Exactly right, worth every penny. Thank you, BBC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's one for you. How many caps are there in the backs, in all the backs in the England squad?
Well, I've got the number up in front of me.
Oh, you know
the numbers, but I'm not going to add them up. So I'm going to say 20.
No, as for 19, 31.
31.
That includes Dan Robson and all his 1 minute appreances off the
bench. I imagine that'll come from like four players or five players.
Joe Thockenasinghe has got 9.
How?
Ollie Lawrence 6. Ben Spencer 4. Dan Robson 12.
Hmm. So, an unusual thing about this squad, particularly the forwards, I'm not going to talk too much about the backs, but particularly the forwards, there's no one in there who I look at and think they don't deserve it. They all are pretty worthy winners of that squad place.
I think it possibly highlights some areas of, and I don't mean disrespect to the players, but the fact that the two Newcastle front rowers was a surprise actually makes me go, oh, we don't have that many great hookers.
No, I don't think.
I mean, Harry Thacker, I'd love to, but he's been injured for so long, so I get it. Oh, he's also Bristol. God, this is it. There's four clubs. There's four clubs. Do you remember that?
You've got Thacker there. You've got Langdon to come in. You've got... Brian Byrne, I mean, he sounds well. It sounds Irish, but I think he's English. You've got the other hooker who's played a lot for Bristol as well. He seems to be quite good. Yeah, oh, what's his name? Yellow scrum hat.
So who? Sorry, what?
The Bristol hooker with the yellow scrum hat. What's his name?
Oh, that'll come to me in a minute. Van Portfleet, scrum half. A lot of people were talking him up, but scrum half is one area where actually I go Ben Spencer, Dan Robson. They deserve that. Mitchell maybe is the one that you go, well, it could have been a toss-up between him or Randall or even Uren, the way he's been playing.
But why not Luke? No, Sam. Tom James.
Tom James has been good.
Tom James looks like he's the starter.
Yeah.
Northampton had to go through a lot of Jameses then.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you look at this, and this is where, when you see squads like this, you're like, oh my goodness, can you imagine how many other countries would love to have most of these guys in their actual squad?
Imagine if this was the actual Italy squad.
That'd be a decent team. You'd be going, oh, they're pretty handy, the Italy. Yeah, you're right.
Ooh, they're really coming on. So, yeah. What are the games? So, it's Scotland Day versus England Day. That's at Leicester Tigers, is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, and then it's England versus USA and then England versus Canada.
Will Capon. Thank you, Tim.
Will Capon. There we go.
That was the hooker from Bristol.
Yeah, he must be in with the show. He must be. Yeah. Actually, no. If Langdon's not, he's not. Langdon has to get in the squad. I think Langdon's been brilliant.
He has been good. So, we'll see about that. While we're here, though, what do you make of the USA throwing their hat in the ring for the Rugby World Cup? They've been announced that they are potentially going to be hosting the 2027 World Cup, or at least they're going to be bidding for it, the 2029 Women's World Cup and the 2031 Rugby World Cup.
I'll go to any World Cup in America. Clear my diary right now, and we will go. I'll go to the Women's World Cup. I would go to any World Cup, which is in America.
I mean, for the future of the game and the growth of the game, it has to happen, right? But
for us, it has to happen.
But that's I was going to say, yeah. More importantly, for us, the times we've had in New York, you've had in Chicago, Philadelphia as well. Oh my goodness me, we need to go again.
I've got to say, I wonder if the Japan World Cup has ruined it for everyone, because that was so, so good. It was so good. The idea of going or hosting a World Cup in, like, I don't know, Scotland and Ireland combined just doesn't do anything for me. I've been to Scotland, I've been to Ireland, not that impressed. Well, no, I am impressed. I love it, but not for this sort of thing. Italy has got to have it, because that's got the stadium, it's got the infrastructure. Argentina has to have it. America
Argentina has to have it because it's got the meat.
Yes, exactly. And the wine.
Yeah.
There are countries that I want to go and see which play rugby, and they must have it.
I want to do a Malbec Sunday. Like, yes. Alex, I want to do an Alex Sanderson-esque Malbec Sunday in Argentina during a World Cup. And I want to go to a sports bar and watch the Rugby World Cup in America with Americans.
Oh, we had a day in Philadelphia's so-called oldest pub. It looked pretty old. I mean, it looked like, I don't know, for America it's old, like 15 years
Paddy's?
Old.
Paddy's? Huh? Was it Paddy's?
Yeah, it was like
Paddy's bar?
It was like an oldie-worldy, plasticky kind of Irish bar. But what a day out that was, because they play their sport all the way through the afternoon. It was just wonderful. It just much like the brunch that we had in Brooklyn.
Williamsburg.
Was it Williamsburg? And we became hockey fans, and then we became basketball fans, and then we watched Premier League football, which is weird.
Yeah.
Didn't appreciate that.
And got invited to a roof party.
God, we're cool. So cool.
All you have to do, it is a life pro tip. All you have to do in America to get invited to a roof party is just ham up your English accent a little bit.
Speak loudly. Just not a problem.
Speak loudly. Oh, I do beg your pardon. Could I squeeze past a moment?
Yeah. Now, if you really want to know how cool we are, you're in luck, because the North Dorset Sevens is happening,
Tim.
Oh,
this is so good.
Okay, so here's how it works. If you're a patron subscriber, you're allowed free ticket. Well, not allowed. It's your right to have.
Claim your free ticket.
It is on the Patreon now. You just basically click a link. It doesn't cost you anything. All you need to do is show up on the Sunday and the Saturday to watch us play.
And obviously, fully aware, not everybody can. But if you can, and we can make. It's not just a live show on the Sunday. We're making a whole weekend of it.
Yeah.
Because on the Saturday, the 24th of July, is the day of the first test of the British and Irish Lions versus South Africa. Which is a huge moment anyway, and we are going to be watching that 5 p.m. kickoff. Is it?
It is
UK time. 5 p.m. kickoff. We'll all be at Gillingham Rugby Club watching it on the big screen, having some Negronis. There's a Pimm's and Negroni bar.
Is there
at the North Dorset? Sevens.
How did I not know this?
There's a Pimm's.
Have they named it after me?
Negroni bar.
Awesome. I wonder if I can get them to name it after the. After Egg Chasers, the Egg Chasers, Pimm's and the Negroni Bar.
The Egg Chasers, Pimm's and the Negroni Bar. Work on that.
Yeah,
that's your to-do list for tomorrow. And yeah, so we'll be drinking, watching the rugby on Saturday. There'll be rugby going on. We've got two teams as well, which we'd love. And we've had a couple of players who've overexerted themselves and
yes, we've
got
had,
injured.
We've had two of our veterans pull out. So we think we replaced one, but we do have a spare role. Now, if it's you and a mate, I'll make two spare roles. But at the moment, it looks like we've got a spare playing spot in our veterans. And it turns out we might have a spare playing spot in our sevens because one of our guys might not get through quarantine in time from the United States.
Oh, no.
So one of our MLR players might not make it in time. So, which is a shame. So if you are a sevens player of any standard, or you just want to come and drink
Negronis. If you fall somewhere between adequate, decent club standard and...
No. Adequate, decent international standard, or...
Yeah, or just below international standard.
Just below international standard, really. We don't want to lose you for internationals.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So, yeah, but still 7 spots available, still 10 spots available. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for this. I feel like I've been locked up and constrained for so long, I could not wait to get down to North Dorset Sevens.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Beautiful part of the world as well. The weather is like a microclimate in those parts. Like that Jurassic Coast in Dorset down in the south, all the way up to the north, that whole area is a little microclimate. So the weather will be good. The drinks will be cold. The food will be hot. The rugby will be on. There'll be a Egg Chasers live show and we've got teams. And where can we go to find that information?
ND7, so that's North Dorset Sevens, .brightbart.co.uk.
Is that Sevens written S-E-V-E-N-S?
No, it's ND numeric 7S.
Okay. ND7S.
At eventsbrights.co.uk.
I was going to say Breitbart's like...
But no, not Breitbart. It's not Breitbart. They're very different websites.
ND7S.
It might be easier to go to the actual website, which is www. Although you don't do that now, do you?
No.
ND...
Well, here's an interesting thing about that before you say it. www. The abbreviation www takes longer to say than World Wide Web.
Oh, really?
Well, I just proved it.
Yeah, right you did, now. Actually. And also, you didn't say HTTPS, do you? Anyway. ND7s.co.uk. I don't know how many times you want me to say that, but yeah, that's it.
Well, Ben Smart has just messaged on the live chat. Would have loved to have made the North Dorset Sevens.
Well, why? What's wrong with you, Ben?
He says his wife is expecting their third child around that time. But it's your third child.
Your third?
It's like, come on. First one, amazing novelty. Second one, still pretty third. Let me know what it is.
Not even bothered with a third. That's how low I think of that.
Come on, Ben.
Yeah, actually, children are a problem because one of
just generally
guest players, an actual professional, a real professional, is umming and ahhing whether he can come because might be the birth of his first. But if he does, I'll announce his. He can't play because obviously he plays in the Prem. But if he does, we'll be announcing him later.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Rugby players have kids much younger than average,
younger.
Don't they?
I tell you who is there. Not with us or nothing to do with us, but Jake Pledry. He's rocking around because he's got a cider company. He's got a little cider van, which we'll be bringing down.
That's cool.
Yep. So lots.
I played when I worked in Bristol for a bit and I stopped playing for Newbury because work was too much and all the rest of it. I went and joined. I had a mate who was at St. Mary's Old Boys in Bristol. And so I just went there to play for a bit. And Pete Pledry was the coach. And Jake Pledry, this little kid, used to run around on match days, like just like the mascot was, ball boy.
What was Pledry Senior like?
Massive bloke. I mean, he's a really popular Bristol player of the past. Short, absolutely stacked. He's wider than he is tall, which you'd think Jake Pledry, 6'4" and stuff. But
do you remember the little hooker who used to play Irish? David Pace. Is he Bristolian?
I think he's... Is he? I have it in my head. Or am I thinking of... I think he's a bit Aussie, isn't he? David Pace.
Find out if he's Bristolian, because if he is...
I might have that wrong. Who's the Aussie? No, I'm thinking of the prop. The came on the podcast a couple of times.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the other... So
the guy that... But he became a Great British Dane. Irish Lion, Tom Court.
Oh, I thought you meant the Great Dane who came on the podcast.
David Pace, born in Darwin, Australia.
Ah, it's not him then. I'll just think about who it is. So there was a hooker. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'll tell that story another time. I thought you were referring then to the New Zealand hooker, Mikey Mayhew, who was also at Irish, who I bumped into on a night out in Leeds. And he said, yeah, I'm a professional rugby player. And yeah, you look like one, but I didn't know who Mikey Mayhew was. Well, I knew the name, but I wouldn't recognise him. He said, yeah, my name's Mikey Mayhew. Thought, oh my God, the Great Dane. And then he rolled down his lip to have Great Dane tattooed on the inside of his lip.
You're kidding.
Nope.
What?
And he's absolutely enormous in real life. Like, I don't know how big he is, as in weight and height, but he looks like arms out here. Big old boy.
What is Great Dane? What's that nickname about?
Got no idea. No idea. I just know.
Tattooed on the inside of his lips.
Tattooed on the inside of his lips is Great Dane for Mikey Meeky.
That must have been so painful.
Not for him, mate.
I'll tell you someone who is absolutely massive, London Irish front rower, Goodrich Clark.
Yes.
He is enormous.
He is a big boy.
Very big. Actually, and I saw a picture posted on Antoine Dupont's account earlier. Let me have a look. Antoine Dupont, where can I find him? And, oh, there we go, Dupont 9A. And look at, I don't know which player it is from Toulouse, but look at the size of the guy on Dupont's. Look at the guy on the end.
It's not, because that's
the guy next to him is Camille Bight.
Yeah, it's Cyril Bight, isn't it?
Cyril Bight, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I thought that guy was, but it's
the
not
guy on
it?
The end. Massive. This is on Antoine Dupont's Twitter channel. It's just him and a few of his mates in a river in their pants.
Excellent. So, should we go, or do you want to talk a little bit about the weekend's games, or should we just go?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just flag up the fact that you should hit subscribe on the YouTube channel right now. If you're listening on the podcast, you should go to YouTube and hit subscribe. JB did a really good video. I was making him a cup of tea, which I always do during
It's just standard. Every day.
JB calls me and says, Tim, I'm about to do a video. Get over here and get me refreshments, please.
Exactly right.
So I was doing that as he was doing a video, and I was wrestling with his dog, and that's going on in the background. As JB gave a really good preview of Sale Exeter, which... I think we're both in agreement here. I think a lot of people have been thinking, oh, they'll be keeping their powder dry. Hearing Rob Baxter and Alex Sanderson in their press conferences this week, we both think they're going to be going big.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm not going to tell you what was said in the press conference, because I said it in the video, so you can go and watch that instead. But the way Sanderson was talking, he said, I'm not going to give anything away, except for the fact he already gave everything away. So this is set up to be one of the classic games of all time. Even though it's not a knockout game of rugby, the implications of it are just so enormous.
Well, the fact that there is the game between the two teams the following week just adds such a level of intrigue on the psychology of the whole occasion. I'm absolutely fascinated by it.
Do you know what? If it was just a simple win-loss, if all Sale had to do is go there and win, it would make it less big. Well, I think the word for that is smaller. because if Sale pull this off, the psychological damage which will be done to Exeter and their fans, the whole lot, is going to be absolutely enormous. Enormous. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge game. I can't wait.
Yeah, go watch that video. Hit subscribe on the YouTube channel and also on the podcast as well, because particularly right now, if you haven't already subscribed... We're coming up to a time of the season where we're going to be pinging off extra podcasts all over the shop.
Yep.
And as the Lions come in, last time the Lions happened, because the games were in the morning, you and I would do podcasts most days. Just quick 15-minute ones. So we'll do more like that loads. So get subscribed. And he's at Jay Beermore on Twitter. I'm at Cocker. We're at Rugby Podcast. Hold on. nd7s.eventbrite.
Yes, yeah, Eventbrite. North Dorset Sevens. You'll find it. You'll find it. Do not sign up to South Dorset Sevens. That would be a disaster.
Oh, that would be awful. Yeah. Right. Let the boys play.
Don't say anything.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.